with Brittany Wagner. Welcome to the Dare to Believe podcast. How are you, Brittany?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Christy.
Good. Glad you all are here. As soon as parents get sozoed, they right away start asking us about their kids. And sometimes before the parents ever get sozoed, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get calls that are like, my kid is horrible. Not that my kid is horrible. My kid's really giving me trouble. Mm-hmm. And can you help?
Yeah, my kid's hurting. And my kid needs some
exactly,
help.
Exactly. And it can be really hard when things aren't going well with the child and a parent's doing what they know to do and they're good parents, but this child's still acting out and there's still challenges. Mm-hmm. And so what they call us and ask us is, would you ever sozo a child? And the answer is absolutely. We definitely sozo children and we love to sozo children. Sozoing children is a little bit different though. And if you've been through a sozo session, you realize that the Lord created the family as a place where people would grow. It's kind of like a greenhouse, the perfect conditions for human beings who have a lot of potential. It's like little plants that are supposed to grow into something beautiful and bear a lot of fruit. And those little plants are in a kind of a greenhouse called the family. And that was the intended use of the family in mm-hmm. humankind. Mm-hmm. Yet in the brokenness of our culture, in our world, family is really under attack and family is struggling sometimes. It's hard. Mm-hmm. And parents aren't perfect, nor do they need to be perfect. But sometimes our imperfections cause pain and brokenness in our kids or just the brokenness of life or situations you have no control over. Sometimes it's when kids are adopted, but we do love to see kids. Mm-hmm. And children's sozo is very important. And it's so important that we actually wrote a little book for kids. We were sozoing so many children. And each time we would tell them a story about how their heart is like a garden. And really what happens is God put great seeds inside of all of us. And it's like that garden, the seeds are supposed to grow mm-hmm. into something beautiful and to bear fruit. But we also have an enemy who plants weed seeds in our garden. And so we talked to kids about that and they understood. It was like that made total sense to them. Mm-hmm. And we a lot of times will have kids draw out for us what's going on in them or what they see, hear, feel, or sense. You know, they can't always tell us those things. You know, mm-hmm. if you ask them what they see, they don't know what you're talking about, but if you ask them a question, they a lot of times have a picture in their head mm-hmm. and they'll draw that for us and we get some beautiful drawings. But we put together a little book for kids and we call it Weeds in the Garden. Let's put that. And it is a simple little book that talks about how that works. And when we do get a weed in our heart, it is like when someone says something to us bad or does something to us, and it's not our fault, but still, seeds get into us and weeds get into us and we need to say we're sorry or we need to forgive. Or I'm sorry, we usually don't say we're sorry when someone does it to us, but we need to forgive people and then let Jesus get that weed out of us. So it's not just about identifying what that weed is in a kid's life. It's about getting rid of it. And if kids do things bad and kids can usually relate to doing something wrong, you just need to say that you're sorry because a weed will get into you for that. But you just need to say that you're sorry. And we can't do these things so much without the Lord's help, but pulling weeds out of our life is no big deal for the Lord. And kids get that. Mm-hmm. And kids get that. And I don't know, how many would you say our percentage of sozos are?
Oh gosh, probably I would say at least 10% probably are our mm-hmm. children that get sozoed. And like Christy mentioned, that Weeds in the Garden book is so important because it speaks to them in the language that they understand. It's mm-hmm. a way to explain the adult things that are happening to them, like because of they're in the world, in a language that they understand so that they too can be healed. Because Jesus, again, paid for all of us, regardless of age, to be healed.
Mm-hmm. And really, when a child gets a sozo, it's really a family sozo situation. We rarely will ever take a child without asking the parents to be sozoed first. We ask that of them all the time because it's just important for a couple different reasons. First of all, we as parents have things that we're not aware of that might be impacting our children. So we need sozos for ourselves. It also demonstrates for the child that this is just a good thing to do for yourself. This is how we partner with God to keep our hearts pure as we go through these sessions. So it's not like there's something wrong with you. I want you to go to this lady and get a sozo. It is, you know, this is what we do because we want to be a healthy family. We want to be everything God says we are. And so that demonstrates for the child that it's a good thing to do. So healthy families are really our goal, not just healthy kids.
Yeah.
And sozo is a very, very productive way to keep your family healthy, really. Yeah. And family, having a healthy family is a challenge. I remember when I first learned about sozo, my kids were probably junior high-ish. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I'm sure I've ruined their life. You know, all these things, because when a parent says or done something wrong, not necessarily wrong, but it can hurt the child can take it wrong. And that could cause a little bit of pain in the kid's heart, but that's not really the issue. The issue is we have a spiritual enemy who goes, you know what? That's what a God is like to you as a parent. And those lies can get into a child. And it's not even a conscious thing that they think through. It is a spiritual reaction and a spiritual reality that gets into them. And so that's what we want to deal with. And that's what we want to heal. And it's not a logical process so much as it is a prayer process. So really this is praying with the children and teaching them from an early age, and how cool it is that kids can learn these skills to stay free and to stay healthy from an early age, because it is a skill set that you take into adulthood and you use for the rest of your life. If you are a disciple of Christ, this is a way to do life.
Yeah.
So it's a very good thing to do.
And it's kids of any age, really. I mean, there's no limit, because any kid can benefit from just getting healed and getting whole in the sozo process. So I think that's beautiful too. It doesn't limit based on age.
Right. Well, it will change with age. As a smaller kid obviously has a shorter attention span. So it'll be a shorter sozo, and they probably will come back. We won't get as much accomplished in each session, but if they're comfortable coming back, and usually kids love it. I mean, you got somebody paying attention to you and you're drawing pictures and you're talking to the Lord. So it feels good. Kids usually love it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone wanted to schedule their child or their family to come in for sozos, what would they do?
Yeah. So again, as Christy had mentioned, the parents will need to be sozoed first. You want to ensure that you get your sozo session scheduled first. But either way, you go to dtbmn.org/sozo. And that's where the request form is for the adult, and also request form for the child. So a part of that child request is going to include a question about when the dates were that the adults were sozoed. So you want to ensure you have that done first.
Mm. And again, the parent can be in the room. It really depends on what the family wants. If the parent would like to be there, they sure are welcome to be there. It may affect how their child interacts with us, because the child might be watching out to see how mom and dad reacts, but they also might need you there for moral support and for security. And so that is just fine. We also can tell them that mom or dad is right outside the door. If you want them, we can go get them anytime you want. That'll help a child. But honestly, even with the little kids, most of the time they don't want mom and dad there. Sometimes they do, but most of the time they don't. They just want to, they mom and dad will come into the room and maybe talk with us a little while, and the child gets comfortable. And then as long as they know mom and dad is close, they're happy to do it on their own. So we have seen a lot of children, seen a lot of good things happen. We have to have the child's cooperation. So, you know, they may or may not cooperate, but most of the times children are great. Mm-hmm. So it's a good way of life, and it's a wonderful skill set to instill in a child from an early age on how to stay free as you go through life, because things happen in this life. Jesus told us, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. And so what we are working with these kids to teach them the skill set is, how do you partner with Jesus to get what he paid for in our life into the reality of our life? Yeah.
And what I love about Just Dare to Believe and how they serve in the ministry, it's not just adults, it's also children, so that, you know, you get that sort of advance, like way to heal, so that it sets you up for success even earlier. You know, I wish I had known about it much earlier in my own life, as I learned about sozo and how much healing you can get through it.
And sometimes with the kids that are a little older, maybe 10, 12, 13 or a little older, they're not sure they want to go talk to these people, you know? And so what I found very helpful is I'll be glad to have coffee with the parent and the child and just chat for a while, or if it's an older teenager, if they don't want the parents there, I'll be glad to have coffee with them in a coffee shop, which feels safer, and they can get to know me, and they can, or whoever they we have ministering, and decide if they feel safe with this person, because, you know, that's important to feel safe when you're doing this kind of ministry.
Yeah.
But it's important. And our goal is for the child to be more free and better connected to the Godhead, just like adults. Our goal is for the child to be better connected with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit by the time they leave the session. And it's not always a done deal. And God never lets go of us, but sometimes we disconnect with the Lord a little bit. And so it's a reconnection time so that you walk out of there more connected to the Lord and more able to withstand what you need to deal with in life.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you want more information too, there's a way to purchase the Weeds in the Garden book on our website. That's dtbmn.org/weeds-in-the-garden. We also have classes. We also have events and things like that. So just check our website for more details on this, because Christy does an amazing training on being able to utilize the Weeds in the Garden book with your own child. So
yeah, we do that. We do that live and we do that on video. So just check it out on our website. So thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, thank you, Christy.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us. This is Christy Grainer and Brittany Wagner with Dare to Believe Ministries.